Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some bad news on the other side of the country in Santa Clarita, California, where there was another school shooting. Alex Stone is our ABC News correspondent. And you live in Santa Clarita, Alex?
John, good morning. Yeah, this is where I live here in this community.
Wow.
And this is a community that dealt with only a couple of weeks ago the Tick wildfire, which was ravaging through the area. In fact, where the incident command post is set up right now, That's where it was set up for that wildfire only a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, this community has been through a lot.
Well, I hope you're okay. I'm sorry to hear this. Tell us what happened with the school shooting. I was tied up in the evening and then started getting alerts, and I'm not sure where things stand this morning.
Yeah, well, it was around 7:30 yesterday morning when the alleged gunman, we have to say at this point because he is still alive and has not been convicted, but he is accused of walking onto his high school campus only 16 seconds from the moment the shooter pulled the .45 caliber handgun out of his backpack to when he shot his victims and then shot himself in the head. Now, the victims were apparently shot at random, shooting five of his classmates, then leaving one bullet for himself, putting the gun to his head, and then pulling the trigger. Again, he's still alive, even though he shot himself in the head. And deputies at this point, John, they say that they think that it was just who was around him, that the victims were at random, that he wasn't targeting anybody specifically. This is L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Kent Wagner.
We have no indication that there's any nexus between the victim and the subject, except the fact that they were all students there.
So today the focus is on trying to figure out a motive that detectives don't know why he did this.
Huh.
There was a Instagram post that they were looking at the last night. They thought that the Instagram account may have been authentic and may have been the teenager's Instagram account. There was a message on it beforehand. Here's what it said.
Saugus, have fun at school tomorrow.
At Saugus High School, that's where this unfolded. And then that message was changed after the shooting. So they want to know, okay, is it really his account? Which now it looks like maybe it was a hoax. Maybe there was no message that was posted, but if it is his account, who got in there? Did somebody know him and know his password and make a change to that message? So they're working on that right now. Is it authentic? Who has the password if it is? Why did he do this? Where did he get the gun from? Those are all questions that they're going to try to answer today.
And do they think they'll get to the bottom of that quickly? I mean, is there a lot of evidence that's just kind of in their face, or is everybody's in shock?
No, I mean, in the community, everybody's in shock. Investigators are working at the FBI, the ATF, the LA County Sheriff's Department. But why he did this is not abundantly clear, in that Students say that he had been withdrawn, that he had kind of pulled away ever since his dad died 2 years ago of a heart attack. But beyond that, there isn't really anything else that anybody seems to have noticed right now. Now, something may become apparent at some point, but especially if it turns out that Instagram post was not his, that was kind of the only thing they had, and
right.
Now it's there are indications that may not be real. So beyond that, they don't know. The gun, it looks like, probably came from his home, that his dad owned a couple of guns before his death. That .45 caliber, that's probably not going to be a big mystery for very long, but they are doing, the ATF is doing an urgent trace on that to figure out where that came from, who bought it, how did it change hands over the years. But these are all pieces that they'll begin putting together today. The two victims are dead, 14-year-old boy, 16-year-old girl. There are others who were hospitalized and injured. The most critically injured is the shooter, the alleged shooter. The others look like they're going to be okay, but they are recovering.
Alex Stone, our ABC News correspondent, live in Santa Clarita, California this morning. Appreciate the update. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, John.
We will come back and we'll check on the roads around Richmond and our weather for the weekend. Next on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.